Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
When an actor or actress plays the part of another person, he or she tries to get inside the skin of that person. To so saturate himself or herself with the thought processes of the individual that he or she begins to think as the other person, as well as to act and look like the other person, and to the extent possible, to be that person. Can that really be done? Yes, say those who earn their living acting professionally. Charlton Heston says that playing the person of Moses in the film The Ten Commandments greatly influenced his life personally. Playing Moses, he said, marked my life. Preparing for that role, he went to the Negev in Israel and walked with the burning winds blowing sand in his face and read what Moses wrote. He tried to think as Moses thought and to feel what he felt. When Paul wrote to the Philippians, he urged them to strive to do the same thing with Jesus Christ. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, but actually, that text can be translated, each of you should think the thoughts of Jesus Christ. Paul's directive has been consuming my thoughts lately. He says that I should think the thoughts of Jesus. Right, just like that. My first reaction is, how? Is that really possible? When an actor wants to portray someone, he begins the way Charlton Heston did, trying to learn everything there is about that person. If the individual is still living, he wants to talk to that person. If the one you have to portray or play is not living, if at all possible, you then would want to talk with those who knew the individual personally. Getting those who knew him to tell you as candidly as possible what the person's really like. Well, does that principle work with thinking the thoughts of Jesus? With trying to see life from his perspective? Yes, I believe it does. There is one thing for sure. Getting to know Jesus as he really was and is, not as history or even the church has portrayed him, requires peeling away some of our misconceptions and stereotypes. Author Philip Yancey faced that challenge when he was preparing to write his book, The Jesus I Never Knew, which simply by its title suggests that the real Jesus is much different from the one artists have painted and the ones we have learned about in church. Unlike a lot of the books that supposedly demythologize Jesus, Yancey's book is outstanding. I've read it and reread it. Before he started writing, he read a lot about Jesus Christ, but his real encounter came through two primary sources: reading the New Testament itself, the Bible, and studying the films about Jesus Christ which have been produced in recent years. There is one thing for sure. Thinking the thoughts of Jesus Christ is bound to revolutionize your life. For his thinking was so different from mine and from yours too, I suspect. I quickly realized that his perspective was different from mine. His attitudes and values were different. Even his boundaries were different. I peer into the dim, misty future which seems to be so uncertain and obscure. But his vision pierced the gloom. He knew that heaven was a reality. He had been there. He knew where he was going. What I have, what I can put my hands on materially, it seems to be important in my life. Yes, I know it shouldn't be, but bills have to be paid and bread on the table is my responsibility. Ah, may God help us to think the thoughts of Jesus, for then life will be different.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.